Portions of the eastern Midwest would certainly benefit from some scattered showers and thunderstorms after recent net drying, and it is going to be coming to the region in a couple of waves. The first round of precipitation is likely to arrive as we get into Friday and Saturday. We'll look for enough precipitation in some of the eastern areas to lift the topsoil so that we have better moisture there, and it looks like the crops will respond very well to that event. Another system will likely come across the region as we get into next week, and that will likely generate again some favorable moisture so that the region is not nearly as threatened by dryness as it has been here recently. The temperatures are going to be bouncing around across the Midwest quite a bit. We'll be looking at some very warm conditions occurring across the region today. A lot of 80 degree highs are expected, but that will contrast rather sharply with temperatures over the weekend that will be notably cooler. Some cooling will already be underway in the northwestern parts of the region as we move on into the day tomorrow, but we won't notice the coolness until we get to Saturday and Sunday, and at that time highs will be in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest, and a few 50s may occur in the Great Lakes region and a part of extreme northwestern portions of the region. The coolest nighttime temperatures will likely occur on Saturday morning. That's when we'll likely see the chances for frost returning to portions of northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. And on Sunday morning, we may see that across a part of the western Great Lakes region, or in particular, northeastern and some east-central sections of Minnesota and northern portions of Wisconsin. No permanent crop damage is likely to occur as a result of the frost that may occur, and we're expecting to see the temperatures in the rest of the Midwest no cooler than 40s and some 50s in the south. Temperatures will then rebound back into some 70 and 80 degree highs after the coolness of the weekend. Some of those temperatures over the weekend will certainly be notable, but they won't last long, and we'll be right back into 70 and 80 degree highs next week. The chances for rainfall in the western Corn Belt are still quite good as we move forward through these next few days. The majority of the precipitation will occur out in the areas west of the Mississippi here today and again tomorrow. The two-day event will likely generate 100% coverage. Most areas will pick up on a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, but there will be some locally greater amounts in a few spots. Most of those are going to be focused randomly on areas out across both the southwest and perhaps a few locations in the northwest part of the Corn Belt. We'll look for mostly some local totals getting into the 1 to 2 inch range. The outlook for the eastern Midwest rain totals for this next few days will be running mostly a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, as I mentioned before, and some locally greater amounts. In hard red winter wheat country, we're going to continue to be focused on the overall condition of crops in Oklahoma and Texas. According to a recent state crop update, crops in Oklahoma are ready to be harvested in the south, but some of this wet weather has certainly put a stoppage to that, and there won't be any field work take place until we see some drier conditions. The next 2 to 3 days will certainly generate enough precipitation to raise concern over the quality of that crop as it waits to be harvested, and further delays in field work will take place. Next week is going to be a better time period for hard red winter wheat country in general, as well as the southwestern Corn Belt and some other areas nearby that have been plagued with too much moisture recently, and the end result will be a general improvement in overall conditions, but ideal conditions will probably not be in place until after several days of drying. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.